Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. My name is James Ishen. First of the Monetary Policy Committee of the Bank of Ghana has cut the rate at which it lends to commercial banks to 27% from 29%. Speaking at a news conference a while ago, the governor, Dr. Ernest Addison, noted that the action was influenced by favorable economic outlook.
Headline inflation since the first quarter has declined for the fifth consecutive month by 5.4 percentage points. Core inflation has also declined sharply over the same comparative period by 6.9 percentage points. These trends suggest that the disinflation process is on course. The latest forecast showed that the inflation will continue to ease towards the range target of 13 to 17% for the year and steadily track back towards the medium-term target of 6 to 10% by the end of 2025, bearing unanticipated shock. At the current juncture, the committee judged the risk to inflation outlook as fairly balanced. Given these considerations, the committee decided to lower the monetary policy rate by 200 basis points to 27%.
Meanwhile, the Bank of Ghana has launched the Ghana Coin Program to offer Ghanaians more investment opportunities. Launching the initiative, Dr. Addison explained this as part of the regulator's plan to also mop up excess liquidity on the market. He's been explaining more on the Ghana Gold Coin Program.
Ghana gold coin is manufactured from Dory gold dug out of Ghana, which has been refined to 99.99% purity. It is issued and guaranteed by the Bank of Ghana. It will be available in three different units. That is the 1 ounce coin, the half ounce coin, and the quarter ounce coin to suit different investment needs. Each coin has the Ghana coat of arms in front and the independence badge at the back. The packing of the gold coin will be a wooden storage box, a transparent coin holder, and a certificate of ownership.
Dr. Ernest Addison, as the governor at the Bank of Ghana, still on the banking sector, the Ghana Exim Bank says it will strictly monitor operations of SMEs which apply for funds from the bank to boost operations. According to head of SME banking Bright Evans Darkon, small businesses should take advantage of the SME Growth and Opportunity Program and desist from diverting funds into non-profitable projects. He spoke to Joy Business.
The Ministry of Finance has allocated 700 million Ghana Cedi to Ghana Exim Bank to enable us support the SMEs. This is expected to, number one, boost growth within the SME space, number two, create large-scale employment, number three, help to boost exports, and finally, it will help struggling businesses after due to COVID-19 pandemic. We expect to see impact in their businesses within the first 3 months of accessing the facility.
Bright Evans Darkon is the head of SME banking at the Ghana Exim Bank. Away from the banking sector, now to the insurance sector, the acting commissioner of insurance, Michael Kofi Ando, is calling for significant investment into research which will birth innovative insurance products for the informal sector. According to him, a lot of the insurance products on the market do not suit the local Ghanaian economy. He spoke at the launch of the Inclusive Insurance Clinics, which is expected to improve coverage in the informal economy.
The majority of Ghanaians operate in the informal sector, small business operators, artisans, or petty traders. It is estimated that this sector employs over 70% of the national workforce. But conventional insurance, as we have it, is not suitable for this sector, for these people. And therefore, the third point, the need for significant investment into research and innovation to find suitable and convenient ways of reaching out to this all-important segment, which is largely excluded from the insurance market.
Michael Kofi Ando is the acting commissioner of insurance. Now, high inflation and unfavorable macroeconomic factors have affected the ability of consumers to purchase products. That, according to the managing director of Priority Insurance, Matthew Edu, speaking at the launch of the Priority Insurance's innovative home and office insurance products, Mr. Edu noted that coverage and penetration can be improved if a favorable macroeconomic conditions exist.
Challenges is that inflation. Inflation is very high. So when people don't have the money to buy insurance, at the end of the day, they have to depend on their meager salaries and also buy other essential items. So their income their disposable income is not enough to buy insurance. So that is our problem.
Matthew Adu is the managing director of Parity Insurance. Next, farmers at Ejoso in the Ashanti region are facing a challenging season as they report significant losses in their ginger crops, which they attribute to changing weather patterns. The municipal assembly, known for its agricultural productivity, has seen a decrease in ginger yield this year and raising concern among the farming community. Anita Sewa Ajuga filed this report for the Joy Business Journal.
Kofi Asante is a 44-year-old farmer with 12 years of experience. He owns a 2-acre ginger farm, which is among those severely impacted by the low yield of ginger. He expressed his frustration and disappointment, stating that this is the first time he has experienced such a drastic loss in crops.
This is the first time I've experienced anything like this. It saddens me every time I visit the farm and see my crops dried up because of the harsh weather.
Farmers in the regions traditionally harvest ginger in September and rely on consistent rainfall during the months of June, July and August to ensure healthy crop growth. However, this year, the anticipated rains were irregular, leading to dried out crops and reduced yields.
Due to the low rainfall, most of the crops have dried out, and some of the ginger plants are now sprouting prematurely.
Asante, who spent approximately 25,000 cedis on land preparation and the planting of ginger, now faces a significant financial loss.
The bad weather has impacted my finance. I rented the land specifically for ginger farming and invested all my money in labor and fertilizer for preparing the land. I was expecting to harvest around 20 to 30 bags of ginger.
A bag of ginger that sold for 600 cedis has now surged to 1,200 cedis, doubling in price. This price hike has also impacted the small retail sales, where consumers used to buy ginger for as little as 2 cedis. Today, those prices have climbed to 5 cedis, 10 cedis, and even 20 cedis, depending on the quantity. Rain-fed agriculture has been the traditional method of farming in Ejoso and many parts of Ghana. However, the increasing unpredictable rainfall patterns due to climate change has made it a less reliable option. Dr. David Anambam, Director of Agriculture at the Ejoso Municipality, revealed with the establishment of a proper irrigation system, farmers would be able to grow vegetables throughout the year rather than being limited to the rainfall season.
If you want to promote agriculture and the rain fed, I don't think we can go far. That is a major setback. Until we do something about rain fed agriculture, no matter, governments are rolling up fine policies, like fantastic policies, but the rain fed agriculture will derail all those ones.
Professor Robert Adu, an agric economist at the KNUST, has raised concerns over the implementation of the government's One Village, One Dam initiative. According to him, its execution has not met expectations and may require a strategic shift. Professor Adu urged the government to reconsider its approach and focus more on developing comprehensive irrigation schemes at the district levels.
Unfortunately, it was supposed to be across so many villages and it was a bit overwhelming. I think that going forward, if government can focus, then within, let's say, a district, if you can even have just 4 places where you can have irrigation scheme that is working, it will help.
Anita Sewajuga's report for Joy Business.
And that's the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid protection. I am James Isha. Now, before we go, every day people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you would want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new EcoBank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility bill payment, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this, just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. EcoBank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergency. EcoBank, the Pan-African Banking Plan, is next. Good afternoon.